history of supermodels.
Well, okay, apparently, why do you know so much about things? Stop talking.
And I'm not talking about Zoolander, although.
Okay, this is Harrison Scott's Locked Up. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Make me understand.
Hello and welcome back to the Velvet Studio, Ottawa's Queer Media, and we're here in the capital talking about P&P or Party and Play. I actually remembered who we were and where we are, which I think is an impressive feat. I'm going to give myself a brownie point for that. So before you left, we left with that song, which was Locked Up by Harrison Scott. We were discussing risk management around taking the drugs that are involved with Party and Play. Now, do you want to go into some of the ones that we may have missed?
Yeah, for sure. So just continuing on what we were talking about before the break, another popular drug of choice for people is cocaine. It tends to make people feel like have a little bit better self-esteem and feel a little bit more sure of themselves, which is, something that people enjoy. One thing to keep in mind, though, with cocaine is that it can affect your ability to have erections. So some people decide to take cocaine if they're the receptive partner during sex, but not if they're going to be using their genitals to put it in someone else's parts. If you're taking cocaine and you're having a hard time with your erection, know that that's totally normal. And there's other ways to get off as well. I would really not recommend mixing that with Viagra. One thing to keep in mind as well with if you are losing your erection because you're taking drugs, which is, you know, like erections are complex things. It's something that can definitely happen to hell with or without drugs. It's complicated hydraulics. Know that that can also affect whether a condom's going to stay on or not, right? Mm. So if you are doing party and play, think about that in terms of the safer sex materials that you're using. If your condom comes off, you know, make sure to have another one handy, and know that there's, you know, other things that are fun that you can do even if you don't have an erection.
Mm-hmm. Also, alcohol and downers are like some things that are mixed often but should not be mixed or should be avoided. And if you are mixing, try not to drink too much. They also affect erections, and they can also affect how much energy you have for sex. So maybe these are not substances you want to take if you're going into like a situation where you want to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
as in awake
senses.
Or more? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Both
okay. Mind out the gutter. So one of the questions I want to talk about is how do you navigate, you know, the role of drugs and things such as HIV or STI transmission and kind of the risks around that, especially with PNP?
When using certain substances, let's say, for example, speed, you might, as a receptive partner, you might not feel as much pain. It might be like rougher, might be more the way that you end up going. And because of this, tears are more likely to happen. Mm-hmm. And since tears are more likely to happen, transmission is more likely. So it's important to have like lube. Lube is essential for like if you're for this kind of play, and protection, of course. Protection can be hard to remember in the moment, especially if you are using substances. So it's good to pre-plan and bring all the tools that you need to your play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do any of these drug classes interact poorly with PrEP?
That's a really great question. So PrEP, for people who don't know, is a pre-exposure prophylaxis. So it's essentially taking antiretroviral medication, so anti-HIV medication, for people that are HIV negative so that they don't seroconvert and become HIV positive. So it is quite possible that some drugs interact with PrEP. Most of the PrEP studies have only come out in the past, you know, 4 years. There's been some, and there hasn't been a lot to this date on drug use. I would say that, you know, better PrEP than no PrEP for people who are mm-hmm. able to access it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't speak to that at this time.
I mean, if you are involved with a PrEP program or do get access to PrEP, I'm sure that you can talk to those individuals who are involved with that program mm-hmm. who will be much better placed to...
Well, it's a very new class of drugs. There may not be data in the world.
It's not a new class of drugs. It's just a new use of drugs because Truvada has been around for some time. I would, you know, say check out contact Paul McPherson. Mm-hmm. In Ottawa, he's a doctor who's doing a lot of work around this. But one of the strategies I've known people is if they know they're going to party and play, and that's going to affect how much they eat, how much they drink, some people decide to take their medication in the morning instead of in the evening. Or if they've been out partying, instead of taking their meds the next morning, they'll take it in the afternoon when their stomach has settled a bit, and that'll help absorb the medication as well.
There seems to be a lot of focus around planning and being prepared. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're recommending, you know, a kind of adult version of the Boy Scouts. And we'll be back in a couple of seconds talking about more of the resources available as we go to... you wanted to play Barry Harris.
Well, we're running out of time, and there's plenty to talk about. We can just play Barry Harris another week.
Okay.
We don't have to do...
I was going to play Melissa Etheridge, but no, apparently we're not.
Yeah, that's no, fine. We're not. Yeah, no.
No Melissa Etheridge this week. That's, part of me is going to cry on the inside. I was so excited to shoehorn Melissa Etheridge into another episode. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. No Melissa Etheridge. Back to risk management. I've blanked on what
you
I was
don't
saying.
Know where we were. Resources. So both of you are resource providers. Can you tell us about that?
I work specifically for the Youth Services Bureau, so we deal with youth ages 16 to 24 in numerous ways. I specifically help out in the harm reduction section pertaining to like hepatitis C, HIV transmission and treatment and general knowledge, as well as safer inhalation, safer injection. So we have a room there that has all the tools that people can come pick up anonymously, take back. We take the stats, we take the info we need, and we give them what they need to be safe. We also run in drop-ins, so these youth can come in, these youth who may use substances, who may party and play. And we do whatever topics they're interested in. We talk about, once again, safer injection, ways to fuck safely on this substance.
Now, is the program that you have in YSB similar to other programs that you may know of in places like Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver?
Not necessarily, because it's a youth engagement like prospect. It's like youth teaching youth rather than like an adult talking to youth. So it's a different way of teaching. It's taking a peer and engaging. Mm-hmm. So you're on the same level.
So to our listeners outside of Ottawa, it's very much worth checking with youth service providers in their area just to see if this is an option.
What are the real differences? Like why specifically, like what are the advantages to having a youth-oriented program instead of an everyone-oriented program that sometimes does youth outreach?
Youth are a specific part of the community that really need to have specific community because they're... There's a lot out there, not a lot, but like enough out there for adults, not so much for youth, and they're at-risk, quote-unquote, community, specifically youth that are street-involved or homeless or who may be lower income. So it's good to have these services for them. Also, it's good to have services that are like youth engagement, where it isn't an adult who may be in a position of power talking to youth, but rather like up here, so the person feels safer talking to you, as well as... may know you personally, which is nice. So you can go into the community, come back out in the community and bring knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And I do some similar harm reduction work. Mine is mostly around sexual health, though, through clinics like Gay Zone, which is a testing clinic for men into men, Thursdays from 5 to 8. And we do some harm reduction education around drug use and party and play as well.
That's at the Centretown
Community Center, right? Centretown Community Health Center. It's a testing clinic, but there's also some education programming there as well. And in my work with the AIDS Community of Ottawa, I found that it was really necessary as well to have a peer engagement model, both when working with the gay male community, because I personally don't want to talk to like a straight doctor like who's not familiar with the gay community about what I'm doing, because they just won't understand the cultural context and they might have judgment, right? And we also have something called the Tool Shed, which is a place where people can access physical resources for harm reduction, for drug use, and for sex. Things like crack pipes, things like screens, needles, syringes, and a bunch of other stuff as well. And there's a separate entrance for the Tool Shed, so if people don't want to go through, you know, the whole office.
The AIDS Committee of Ottawa is part of the much larger collection of AIDS agencies across Canada.
ASOs, AIDS service organizations across Ontario, across Canada. Yeah.
And they may also have similar programming.
Totally.
Yeah. So if you are aware of the ASO in your community, reach out to them and see what they say.
If you check the website aso411.ca, you can find information about the closest ASO to you, as well as whether or not they have harm reduction materials. And on that website, there's also information about Hep C resources and other organizations that provide harm reduction materials. So I highly recommend that resource. And if we're still talking about resource, one of the websites I personally found was really well made for harm reduction for party and play is something called The Trip Project, and they're out of Toronto, and they also do peer engagement education. So their website is tripproject.ca, and you can find information there about safer party and play, and they also have a Facebook group, and I found that their educational material was really fun.
It's definitely not dry. Nice pictures,
no,
nice graphics.
No, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun and it's accurate and up to date. Nora and I are also part of a group in Ottawa here of people that are currently working on a small resource for Pride in Ottawa, which is taking place in August, on party and play, just giving people some tips on how to stay safer if they do choose to take substances during Pride. And so we're currently working on that together, and we hope to be handing some out during Pride.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an incredibly informative episode. If you have any questions, tweet us at Velvet Studio One or find us on Facebook, and you can access all of those resources as we will share the contact details. We are playing out with Who is Fancy, who is currently joining Meghan Trainor on tour. Now, Who is Fancy did three versions of this video, each of them tackling different issues around body image, which is fascinating. If you have a chance, check it out. And this is Who is Fancy's goodbye. We'll be back next week on the Velvet Studio. Bye-bye. Smoke machine.